give your Google Drive some love and make sure that it works for you and your brain. I do have a lot of YouTube videos on Google Drive, so feel free to go check those out. But if you can't find things quickly, or if you get overwhelmed when you get into your Google Drive, then it's time to give that a little bit of loving. You should have a file structure and a folder structure that makes sense for your brain. So, you know, I go to this folder to find this, to get this file. Yes. And I'm also a big advocate of like keeping it minimalistic. So like my home screen for my Google Drive only has 4 folders on it. And then everything else goes out from there.
Welcome to the Podcast to Amplify show, the podcast for women leaders who are ready to spend less time feeding the algorithm and more focused time leveraging podcasting as a strategic tool to accelerate their business growth. I'm your host, Rosemary Callender, podcast launch strategist, mom of one, and Netflix chocoholic. You're in the right place if you want to learn everything you need to know about creating a strategic and intentional podcast that attracts high-quality leads and visibility opportunities for your business. Now, are you ready to amplify your voice, impact, and revenue? Then let's head into this week's episode. Hello and welcome to the Podcast to Amplify show. Today, I am chatting to the Adrienne Farrow, who is the go-to for all things Google tools. Go-to equals Google tools. Get it? I love that in your bio. I've been dying to say that all this time. But Adrienne's mission is to help entrepreneurs unlock the potential of Google tools, both to increase their productivity and create profitable digital products. Adrienne, thank you so much for joining us. I'm really excited for this conversation. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I am amazing. We were just talking about, as I think most people do, the weather. Yes. We're moving into spring, but yet in the UK, it feels as though it's December.
The fall spring. Fake spring.
The fake spring. That's the new term. But yes, I am really excited to have this conversation because I just wanted to show people that it is possible to do everything within Google Tools. But before we dig in, I would love for you, Adrienne, to tell us a little bit more about you, who you serve, and how you change in the world.
One Google user at a time.
Yeah.
As you said, I'm a Google Tools specialist, and I kind of fell into it through my journey as a teacher. So I was a teacher for 10 years, and I was always the techie one, the one that was adopting new things, and Google Classroom came along and I was an early adopter of that. I was started doing professional development for teachers and et cetera. And then what I lovingly call the great digitization of 2020, i.e. COVID, happened. And I was thrown into the world of virtual assistant work. And I was started to learn that I could use my skills that I learned in the classroom from Google to start making digital products specifically for teachers, because there was a huge need for needing to digitize what you were using in the classroom to use. And then over time, it evolved so that as I was working with clients, I was starting to show them tips and tricks that they could do to keep themselves organized. Like, oh, did you know you could do that with Google Drive? Oh, did you know you could do this? Oh, did you know you could do this? And so I started to move away from just doing the digital products, which I still do, but to start opening up to working with all entrepreneurs, not just teachers, with, hey, there is a ton you can do with Google. You might not know it. And if I can just unlock that for you, it's going to save you a ton of time. And like you were talking about with like, okay, I could ditch Trello and everything like that. That was me last year. I have shiny object syndrome. I'm not going to lie.
Me too.
Recovery. Like, I love all the tools. But I came to a realization where I was like, I'm telling everybody how much Google can do. Why am I not doing that for myself?
Yeah.
And so I made it kind of my mission in 2024 to like ditch all the other tools, lean into what Google can do. It can do the majority of everything that you need to do in your business. And then I've been now on a mission to just share that with everybody else and unlock that for them and say, hey, you only pay, you know, $6 to $12 a month for Google. You know, why do you need everything else? You can really streamline it just with this.
Yeah, no, I love that. And we started out on a similar journey. So I started out as a VA as well. Let's dig into this conversation then about how people, podcasters, not just people, mm-hmm. podcasters specifically, can use Google tools to manage their entire podcast.
Yes.
What would you say are the top three Google tools that they would need to manage their show?
So I would definitely say Google Forms, Google Sheets, which I lovingly call them brother and sister because they work together.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, really, like I said, Google Keep, I think, and Google Calendar's in there as well, but Google Calendar is kind of, I feel like if you use Google, you generally use Google Calendar, but there's so much that can be unlocked with Google Calendar that we can definitely talk about. But for doing your podcast, definitely Forms, Sheets, and Keep.
Okay, so let us start. Let's do a brief overview of each one in case there's anyone listening who hasn't really dug into Google or doesn't use it at all, and we want to blow their mind by the end of this episode.
Okay. Which we will.
Which we will. So Google Forms, Google Sheets,
yes.
You're right. They brother and sister. So how can podcasters use those in order to streamline their podcast workflow?
Well, let's start with Google Forms. So Google Forms is, as the name say, it's a form. So it's a form that can be used in a variety of different ways to collect information. You can collect information where people fill in the blank so they can write their name. You can collect data as in like birthdays and things like that. You can do multiple choice. You can even upload files and images and things like that. And so for a podcaster, it's great for your guest intake form. And so you can have it, and you can customize it to have your branding, your colors, even your fonts. You can make it look really, really cool. And so you can have it sent to your guests where you collect their personal, their information for the podcast. So, and then you can even add in for them to put their headshot. They, you can, you know, put your, their website, their, any
bio.
Links that you, yeah, whatever you need. And then because it is, I don't know which one is the brother and which one is the sister, but it's the sibling.
The siblings.
Yeah, it's the sibling to Google Sheets. Google Forms actually connects with Google Sheets. And so it'll send all that data to a sheet for you once you connect it. And then you can just have a running list of all of your guests just in one place. You can customize that sheet on the back end once it's been put into Google Sheets. So you can, you know, put in checkboxes so you can mark it once, you know, each guest is done. You can do a lot of really cool things with that. And then also at the end of a Google form, you get the option to put a confirmation message. And so you can have that confirmation message be a link to your scheduler. And you can just, you know, once that form has been complete, okay, now that you've completed the form, click this link and go to your Calendly, go to your TidyCal. You can do scheduling on Google Calendar. I don't recommend it yet. It's brand new and it is clunky.
Oh, really?
But you can. But you can. Yeah, it's not my favorite. I usually am a big proponent of most things Google. It's not my favorite.
They've not worked out those kinks yet.
No. It is not something I have adopted. I tried, but I have not adopted it yet. So you can streamline it that way. So where you just send them the one form. And then now you've already sent them to their calendar place. You've already sent them to the, you know, and then you have all your data in Sheets. And then Sheets is a spreadsheet. It's your, like, it's Excel, but it's Google. So it's a blank canvas to do so much with. And you can, on a form, link to an existing sheet. So if you have a sheet with all of your podcast data on it, like your episode names, your... you know, everything you need to keep track of for each episode, you can just have a tab at the bottom. In Google, the whole thing is called a spreadsheet, and then each tab is called a sheet. But I just call it a tab because it just makes more sense. And then your guest data is already in the one spreadsheet. So then everything's all in one place. And it's awesome.
I love that. I'm over here, like, I'm so excited for this conversation. Because this is one thing that I'm really passionate about, like your guest experience. I don't think enough business owners or podcast business owners think about that piece. Like, even though it's only a podcast interview, it's probably my first interaction with you. So even though I'm a potential guest, if that's like a negative experience, I might then be thinking, well, do you do this in your business? And so, and you don't know, they could be a future collaborator down the line. So we just always want to approach anyone that we come across with that like five-star customer experience. And I love how what you've just described helps us to achieve that.
Yeah. And if it's simple for you, it's going to be simple for them.
Yeah.
And that's one of like my core values as a business owner is simplicity and straightforwardness.
Me too.
Like I aim to make, and accessibility as well. I aim to make everything that I teach about Google like so simple, like stupidly simple that you can go and implement it. Tech oftentimes just seems so overwhelming.
Yeah.
And I'm a big advocate that we're all techie, that we can all do it. It just is unlocking that so that you understand like what to do and where to go.
Yeah.
Another tip on Google Sheets too, because you said that you have so much in your Google Drive, and I am very passionate about Google Drive being just that hub of all of your information that you can have. And one of the cool things you can do in Google, well, actually both Docs, but Sheets too, you can put in what's called a chip. It's not a chip you eat, but what it is, is you put, I know, right? It is a, you put in the link to a Google Doc or anything that comes from your drive. And then instead of seeing the whole URL, you're just going to see this little gray box with the name of your document. And then it's going to say like Google Form, or like you'll have the little icon for if it's a doc or a sheet or whatnot.
Right.
And so I love that because it also helps to keep that spreadsheet organized, and you can have links to all the other information that you need to go to. So say for your show notes, you write your show notes on a Google Doc, you can take that link for your show notes and put that into your hub, your podcast hub. It's basically like a link tree, if you will. You have your one place, but then you link out to everything else that you need. And then because of those chips, it's not visually overwhelming to see those big, long URLs. You can clearly see, assuming you've named your file well,
yes.
You can clearly see this is show notes for episode, you know, X, Y, and Z.
I love that. I imagine there's some people who might need the visual. So I know you've got a YouTube channel. Have we got?
Yep.
Perfect. So I'll link the YouTube channel in its entirety, but if we could link this video, that'd be really helpful. And I'm also thinking that's a beautiful tip for if you're planning to, or when you are ready to outsource, because I'm also thinking about my VA who helps with Pinterest. Like when we get to the stage where she does the blog part for me, if I just link it in my content hub for the podcast, she doesn't then need to have access to 500 different things. So it's not just you, it will benefit and streamline your hiring a VA process, which is a process within itself, people.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then for your listeners, I created a podcast dashboard for everyone as well. So that will be there. And I will, I use Member Vault. So it's in my Member Vault, and I have different modules for your listeners for the Google Forms, for the Google Sheets and stuff. So I'll take a little screenshot to show what that looks like as well, so that you can, it makes visual sense. That's the one challenging thing about talking about Google on a podcast, is that you can't see what I'm thinking of or what I'm showing, but I will have that visual for everyone.
The way you've described it is perfect, and it allows us to get a bit excited about the possibilities, and then seeing the visual side would just like amp that up even more.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about Google Keep, which might be a tool that not a lot of people know about. It's not as popular as the others. So talk us through that one.
Google Keep, think of it like a virtual bulletin board or post-it notes. So it is essentially a blank canvas, and you create a note, and the note looks like a post-it note. And then you can type into that whatever you want. You can even put images, URL links. You can do a checklist. You can even give it like a reminder so that it beeps you to let you know to like check this at a certain time. There's a Google Chrome extension that you can use so that if you come across like a website or something that you want to remember for later, you can put it in there. And then it also has a wonderful mobile app that you can use so that you can actually do it on the go. And I love that just for quick note taking, because it's, I don't know, I'm a huge post-it note girl.
Me too.
And so just like it, like, goes together in that way. It just visually makes sense to me. And then you can also color code your notes. I mean, there's a lot of different things you can do in relation to personalizing your Google Keep. And the app looks nice too on your phone. Like, it makes sense. So the fact that you can do it between your phone and your computer, like if you're out on a walk and you're like, oh, I have a brilliant episode idea, you can go into Google Keep, you can type it in, you can type in any other information. And then on the side of almost all of your Google tools is a little toolbar, and the Google Keep app looks like a little light bulb. And you can click that. And if you're in Google Docs, doesn't work in Sheets quite yet, but in Google Docs, you can drag that note over to your Google Docs, and it will just immediately copy everything over that you've had on that post-it note into a Google Doc. So like, as you're typing your notes for your episode or whatnot, you've already gotten a jump start and you don't have to copy and paste it or rewrite it or things like that. So I feel like Keep is a very underutilized app, but it is crazy awesome, especially with that app for just brainstorming and keeping track of different things.
No, I agree. I think our phones, maybe it's just iPhones, I feel like our phones come with like the Google as standard. I've definitely seen Keep on my phone before.
Okay.
But I don't feel like I've downloaded it. Maybe I'm making this up. But yeah, I'm a lover of post-it notes as well. And I know when we chatted before, when you talked about just dragging it into words, like I got so excited. I was like, oh. Because I remember, like, even now, if I, like you said, you get a really good episode idea, I'd pop into the notes app on my phone. Mm-hmm. But guess how many notes I have open on my phone, which is a problem within itself, right? But if I had Keep, then I knew that was specifically for my podcast. And then when I'm ready to plan out the episode, if I'm just able to drag that across, like that's like a few seconds. Rather than having to find the Trello board or find the notes in the notes app, and that's a whole thing. It's a whole process within itself. So yeah, no, I think Google Keep is definitely one that I am going to be looking into more and using it within my business as well. See where I can adopt it.
You can label your notes too. So it essentially makes like little folders for you in Keep. So if you want to get extra organized, you can have a label. And so if you're using it for your podcast plus your business, you could label all of your episode ideas, just episode ideas, and it creates a little folder of all the notes that have to do with episode ideas. So you can get fancy with organizing.
Yeah, you can go crazy.
Pretty much.
So I had a question around, is it possible to manage your podcast entirely using Google tools? But I think you've answered that question. Is there anything else that we might not have covered in terms of the podcast production workflow? So we've talked about guest management. We've talked about recording your episodes. So just using a Google Sheet to record your episodes, which I've talked about before, you use that as your content calendar. We've talked about Google Docs, right? For your show notes, your episode planning, Google Keep for episode ideas or brainstorming, and you dragging it across to Google Docs. Is there anything else that we might have missed?
The only other thing I would mention is a relatively new feature for Google Calendar is Google Tasks. And it used to be also just on the sidebar. And now they've integrated it specifically into Calendar. So up at the top, there's like a little calendar icon, and then there's a little like check icon, and that's tasks. But you can create yourself to-do lists. And on the to-do list, if you give the task a date and time, or just even a date, it'll show up on your Google Calendar so you can see the task that needs to get done. So you can make a list for each episode if there's things that you need to like make sure that happen. And then you can give yourself those deadlines that are then visually on your Google Calendar for you to see. So depending on your workflow, you know, you can do that in Google Sheets or you could do that in Google Tasks, but that's another option to explore. They've definitely been enhancing it.
Do the two speak to each other? So Task and Sheets?
No, not Tasks and Sheets. They don't, unfortunately.
They don't speak to each other. No. Okay.
Tasks and Calendar. Tasks and Calendar do. So Tasks will make, it'll become its own separate like calendar on your calendars on the side. So you can toggle it on or toggle it off. But yeah, no, I wish I'm looking for more ways that are not like complex coding, because of course there's a lot of back side of things that you can do. But to like get the like if you put a date on the on your Google Sheet, I would love it if it could just show up in your Google Calendar.
Exactly. You haven't worked out.
Not yet. Not yet.
Work around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come back to me. I might find it out. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm cheering you on. You'll figure it out. But yeah, I got a little bit. I was like, ooh, because thinking about my content calendar, I mean, it's all in my head mostly.
Yeah.
But what I teach my clients is that you just have different columns and you have filters. So where you're at in your workflow. But yes, if there was, like, say there's an option to like prep. So when you're prepping the episode, et cetera, if there was a way to get that across to tasks, automatically, like, oh, Christmas would have come.
Yeah, I know.
But maybe for Christmas.
Yeah, maybe Zapier can do that. I don't know. I'd have to look. But
yeah, true.
Yeah.
That's probably a bit advanced. Yes. But yeah, that's kind of where my brain went. Okay, so how can podcasters listening in stay organized? Is there anything that we haven't covered that you want to talk about under this point?
The other thing that I would just mention is give your Google Drive some love and make sure that it works for you and your brain. I do have a lot of YouTube videos on Google Drive, so feel free to go check those out. But if you can't find things quickly, or if you get overwhelmed when you get into your Google Drive, then it's time to give that a little bit of lovin'. You should have a file structure and a folder structure that makes sense for your brain. So, you know, I go to this folder to find this, to get this file.
Yeah.
And I'm also a big advocate of like keeping it minimalistic. So like my home screen for my Google Drive only has 4 folders on it. And then everything else goes out from there. So like I said, you can find some more information about like how I do that on my YouTube. But I want you to feel digital zen when you go in there, like a peaceful, because if that makes you really stressed, you're not going to be able to operate really well on the back end of your business. So give that Google Drive some love.
I mean, my homepage does not have 4 photos. It really doesn't. But I'm relatively organized. I mean, I should probably make it like a 6 monthly task. But I'm relatively organized, especially for my podcast. And so are there any additional tips that you could share with our listeners?
So whenever you start a new doc, sheet, slide, whatever, the 2 things I recommend is always give it a name right away. So up in the upper left-hand corner, because otherwise it'll come across as untitled document, and then you're just going to have a slew of untitled documents at the bottom of your...
Got a few of those.
Yep, and I'm not immune from that. I do it too. But go and do that, and then right next to where you name it is a little folder icon, and then you can actually decide where that lives in your drive right before you start it. And so even before you start working on it, you're already organized in the fact that it has a home. It's not just going to be in your My Drive. It has a home there. And then also, if you wanted to, you can actually originate a doc, sheet, whatever, from Google Drive. So you can go to the folder and then just click new, you know, Google Doc, and then you know it's there. But start at the beginning. Otherwise, you're just going to have this just long list of different files that you're going to have to find a home for. And then I just, like you said, you know, maybe you should make it a monthly task. I have a routine. Every Friday, I call it the Friday reset, and I just spend an hour and I just make sure, like, I mean, it's organization for my business in general, but it's like, okay, I make sure anything that hasn't been filed away in my Google Drive goes files away. I double check my Gmail to make sure like things are going to the right filters and things like that. I clean up my desktop. Like, I try and get it so that when I leave the office on Friday, that my Monday I'm set up. And I actually, in my memberships, I have a membership about Google tools. We have a co-working session every Friday morning. That is Friday morning, my time. But that is 1 hour for people to come in and they can get whatever they want done. But the purpose behind it is to do your Friday reset to get, you know, organized and ready to go for the next day or next week, I should say.
Yeah, I love that. I've learned that the best way to stay organized is start. Yes. Exactly what you just said, right? Start off with that intention, with that practice, because I've certainly done it where I'm like, oh, I'll just do it next month. And then before you know it, it's a year later, and you're like, oh, because you've now got to go back Oh, yeah. And that's when it feels super, super stressful. So I love how you just take that time. Mm-hmm.
Every week.
Yeah, every week.
What works for you? What works for you?
Yeah.
And to stay from getting overwhelmed, my really top tip for Google Drive is create yourself an archive folder. And so if you have, and my drive looks like it is like thousands of files long, just create a folder, name it archive, and name it today's date, and then drag everything into that folder. It's not going away. It's not doing it. It's still there. You can search for it. You can go in and find files, but then your drive looks clean and it feels better going in. So I always recommend starting with that archive folder, then creating what you want your folders to look like. And then you can move things from your archive folder, but as you use them, then you can move them to where they go. But it can feel, if you visually see all that digital clutter, it can feel really overwhelming. But if you just like hide it away, it's not really hidden because you can still search for it. You can still find it and everything, but visually it makes you feel better.
Yeah, folders and naming conventions. Those are the two key things. And when you talked about my drive, I thought I'd have a look at mine. It's not too bad. But I think one thing that drives me nuts about Google Drive is you could open anything from anyone. You know, sometimes someone might share something in an email, not necessarily client related. You might be nosy, you just want to check it out. And then you're going through your drive. You're like, what is this? I wish there was a way where I could just view something without it traveling over
to my account. Like shared with me, I'll be completely honest. And really I think of it like a Facebook feed. It's just going to just show you things that have been, you can't really do anything with it. You can't delete it because it's not yours and you don't own it. So I honestly don't even look at shared with me. It's just kind of off there.
I don't mind shared with me. If it has been shared with me.
Yes, yes.
Like, so if I hire someone, like I hired an SEO person or you work with a coach and they create the folder for you and I don't mind that. But like if I'm scrolling through my emails and, you know, people share stuff and you're not quite sure, you just click the button. Yeah. You don't know what's on the other side of the link. And before you know it, it's popped up as a Google Doc or what, it's usually a Google Doc. And then later on, I then go into my drive. I'm like, it's just exploded with other people's stuff that I happen to look at for 2 seconds.
Well, one trick, not on your end, but on the other side. So if you're ever a person sending docs and stuff, always do a forced copy link. That is one of my top trips. And it's a URL hack. And basically at the end of a share URL for Google Docs or slides or sheets or whatever, you'll see the word edit. And you delete up through the word edit and you add either the word copy or the word template preview. And what that'll do is it'll make a copy of that for that person and that it'll become their document and that copy will become theirs. So it's no longer shared. There is a time and place where you want to share documents, but if you want someone to have their own copy of it, use a forced copy link because that takes out all of those little annoying middle pieces on the other person's end.
Wow, that's a brilliant tip and a great way to end our conversation. But before we do, you mentioned your membership earlier. So please share with our listeners how people can work with you and, you know, become a part of your world.
Definitely. So I have two main ways. I do a membership called my go-to membership, my Google Tools membership, where I do, I have a whole toolbox to help you get your whole Google workspace organized in about 30 days or less, depending on how fast you want to work through it. And then I provide templates for entrepreneurs and then do monthly Q&A sessions as well as, Google Tools tutorials. And so it's low cost so that it makes it really affordable and easy for everybody to get in. And then I also do done for you services. So if you need me to organize your drive, I will do it for you so you don't have to do it. If you're new to Google Workspace, I will set up your Google account for you. Also, if you are like several of my clients and have like Google Docs in your Gmail, Google Docs in this account, Google Docs in this account, I can stream all that for you and make sure that it's all in there. And then if you are interested in digital products that will make you money, I can also design those for you using Google Tools. So all of that is over on my website, adrianferro.com. And then you can also find me at YouTube at adrianferro.com. And then I'm on Instagram at theadrianferro.com. because adrianferro.com, Adrian Ferro was taken. So it's just the, it's a the Adrian.
You're the, yeah.
I
that,
am
that
the
puts you at the Adrian top.
Yes, exactly.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. And we will speak soon.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Podcast to Amplify show. I want to hear from you. Reach out on Instagram and let me know your next action step towards creating a strategic and intentional podcast that grows your business and personal brand. Also, can I ask a favor? Can you share this episode on your story so more impact-driven female business owners just like you are encouraged to use their voices to make a global impact? Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.